Geek Radio Daily for Monday, October 12th, 2009. It's all the geek without the weight and something that I didn't rhyme with, but that's okay. Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I hope you mark the day on your calendar because, yes, we're back. The original dynamic duo. That's right, I'm Adam West. He's Burt Ward, the man that gets all kinds of pep talk from his wife. That there is the vicar.
I want you to take comfort from the knowledge that my expectations of you are very low.
I want to be Burt Ward, too. Give me the Burt Ward in that relationship. You know why? Because Burt Ward seriously got all the tail. You know? Burt was a nut,
all the tail,
man.
That Adam West was like, I'm done with that, Burt.
No. Adam was too flabby. He couldn't chase the tail. Not if it was young enough.
You don't have to chase it when you're Batman. You got ropes for that.
Whoa! No, he could only chase it if it was, like, too slow, dragging a catheter. You know, he had a little extra weight on him. But Burt was my boy.
Monday caffeine flowing through the veins. I'm Billy Flynn.
Are you ready to get rowdy?
Damn right.
Rowdy, rowdy,
this date,
rowdy.
October 12th, 1692, Massachusetts Bay disbanded witch trials in about damn time, I say.
Yeah? You want crazy?
I do.
I got crazy.
Bring it.
1582.
Okay.
Due to the implementation of the Gregorian calendar, this day, in this year, in Italy, Poland, Portugal, and Spain did not exist.
Wow.
Now that's effed up
right
there.
The year that didn't exist. Patio books, people, I want someone writing a story.
Word. That actually sounds like a Rankin Bass special.
1773, the first insane person committed was Zachariah Mallory as he became the first patient of Virginia's public hospital for persons of insane and disordered minds.
Yep.
They came to take him away.
It was in Williamsburg.
I believe so.
Williamsburg, Virginia, because I have an ancestor who died there, who was committed there and died there in 1805.
Wow,
there you go.
What
does that tell you? His name is still on that. There's a stone there.
It explains a lot, actually.
There's a marker there in the parking lot at Eastern State where it used to be, and his name is on there. So
how
there
about
you go.
That?
Aleister Crowley. Oh, are you done, by the way?
No.
Today in history?
No,
you
we
do your history
yeah.
then.
Oh, God, you're done?
Then I'll go to birthdays.
1931, MGM picked Johnny Weissmuller to play Tarzan. In 1938, The Wizard of Oz went into production. In 1971, one of the greatest musicals ever, Jesus Christ Superstar, the rock opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Weiss, opened on Broadway. 83.
Didn't have Rock Me Sexy Jesus, though.
No, it did not. And Bryant Park, the last crank phone call was made. It was the end of the community's hand-operated telephone system. In 1983, those wacky Maine people. The last crank call, but not the last prank call. Totally different. And in 1999, the day of 6 billion, the proclaimed 6 billionth living human in the world was born.
His name is Bob.
Bob the
Born. Nobody likes him.
So, yes, birthdays.
Yeah. Okay, hey. Aleister Crowley was born on this day in 1875. English occultist and author, died in 1947.
Wow. And very similar to that, Kirk Cameron is 39 today. Mike Seaver on Growing Pains, and a guy that, wow, really just, okay.
Coincidence?
I think not. Mm-hmm. Watch those movies he's done since.
Ooh. 1 year older than me, at least. Born in 1968, Hugh Jackman, Australian actor, singer, and mutant, was born on this day in 68.
And oddly enough, going right along with there, Adam Rich is also 41 today. Nicholas Bradford from Eight is Enough.
He was the youngest,
the
Muppet.
He could have been Wolverine.
Wow. Ooh,
think about that.
Scary.
Very scary. Is that birthdays that you got?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Wow, well,
sure.
Tell you what, let's move the hell on.
Let's do it, baby. TV!
Yes, indeed, tonight, the season of Heroes is on, a new episode of Heroes. The season that doesn't suck is what I'm proclaiming this one, because so far, I haven't wanted to throw things.
Well, there was girl kissings.
Well, isn't that tonight?
Well, yeah, but I mean, this season has girl-on-girl action,
well, it's
right?
It's been good without that.
And that makes everything better.
Well, that's true.
But it's not going to make it worse.
That's true.
Right?
The new drama is on, and then Jay Leno's horrible show as well.
AMC American Movie Classics is showing you the Field of Dreams. What with the Moonlight Graham going on tonight?
ABC Dancing with the Stars, and on Castle, you got a dead model in a fountain. No!
Or what I like to, the Bruce calls Tuesday.
Oh, true.
Biography Channel. An American Gangster?
Yeah.
Molly Midget.
Okay.
I think that was porn, though.
That should
they
be
got
a,
the wrong...
No, that's a Batman villain, least, you know, best forgotten.
Yeah, right.
Family Channel on Greek? They go to a comic book convention. That's going to end well.
I like it. ESPN tonight, Monday Night Football, baby. It's the Jets at the Dolphins. At least New England has already played, so we don't have to watch them lose twice in a week.
Oh no!
Sam, calm down. Did I say that out loud?
FX Channel tonight's got Snakes on a Plane, followed by House of Wax. So if you just want a big, empty-headed night of entertainment, there it is.
Hey, how about IFC, the Independent Film Channel, that's recognizing some Woody Allen, who's made a lot of fine independent films.
Besides the ones he made with his daughter. Oh my God.
Oh, damn. Manhattan followed by Annie Hall on IFC tonight.
History Channel Clash of the Gods. It's Thor! Spike TV for guys is showing Empire and Jedi.
Nice.
They just skipped that New Hope altogether.
Style Channel got Super Nannies back to back.
Oh my God. But if I'm watching anything, sir, it's on the Chiller Network, because after the violent death of their daughter, a couple moved to a cabin that turns out to be haunted, and the photographer mother becomes obsessed with poltergeists when she sees her daughter's spirit in a picture. Greg Thompson and Brian Avnet Bradley star in Dark Remains, which just sound nasty when you think about it.
Nasty.
Like you got mail.
It's like what Fin Fang Foom leave behind, you know.
Oh,
when ooh,
after he goes to Chipotle.
After he eat all of Chipotle.
I just realized that there's an iTunes store for each country. Just want to let you know that Geek Radio Daily has a clean 5-star rating in the Danish store.
Well, hot damn.
That's from Magnus. We're 5 stars in Danish plan, baby.
At the Slovenian iTunes?
I don't have iTunes. I have to install iTunes to look at it.
So I'll take a look.
Okay, so for the past couple of days, every time I've tried logging onto the GRD forums, I'm rewarded not with an awesomeness forum in the whole interweb, but an unexpected T-string expecting error message. Is this robot Vicar hard at work trying to lay the foundations for the machine uprising, or did he really get his T-string unexpectedly tangled in the server? Probably. What was he doing there while wearing a T-string? When you finally get said T-string untangled from the server and burn it, you don't know where it's been. Even worse, you don't know where it has been.
Ooh.
Ew, shudder. Good luck with the machine mayhem and make mine GRD. That's from 5 rounds. Wrap it up. Find forum at geekradiodaily.com. Yeah, server issues, which affected, for some reason, the forums and nothing else. Normally, it brings down, you know, the FTP. It brings down the WordPress. It brings down...
Bizarre.
You can't get a show, but for whatever reason, it was just this, and we had to have PRS, you know, chase the raccoons around with a blowtorch, because he doesn't know subtlety.
That's just a mental image I like. It's 6:30 on a Monday morning. Okay.
Sex with a remote?
Huh?
Horrible. I'm going to have nightmares now. It was much hotter when my coworker told me she learned that one of her Xbox controllers vibrates yesterday. Respectfully, Ryan. Ryan, that's a good thing, sir. That's a good thing. But it also means that she's one step away from never needing you in her life again.
Oh, damn.
I think you should realize that. If you'd like to drop a message, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce of Flinchers. All of us available at geekradiodaily.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Monday, got to take a look at the box office results. And, of course, your geekified news coming up this Monday, October 12th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Word.
Immortality, longevity, an endless lifespan. What would you do to become immortal?
My name is McAllen Orsel. I'm a genetic scientist in New York. I'm caught in a secret war between two powerful groups of immortals. I've been told that I am a messiah to a group of people I barely know. I'm forced on a quest around the globe to fulfill a destiny I never chose. If only I can stay alive.
From Krzysztof Lipotka comes The Leviathan Chronicles, an audio adventure like you've never heard before.
What is Leviathan?
We have been among you for almost a millennia.
What? Immortal?
They can't know about Leviathan.
Blow those charges.
No!
You do!
Why have you brought me here?
You are here because we need your help.
She was never trained for this.
She was bred for it, Anton.
Well, she doesn't know that.
You'll need to find the team, McAllen.
To discover the Leviathan Chronicles and get the next dimension in podcasting, go to www.leviathanchronicles.com.
Hi, this is T. Morris, and you're listening to Geek Radios Weekly. And yes, Vicar, while I read this bumper, I'm touching my dangly bits.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, October 12th.
Thank you for that.
It's a daily, not a weekly, but...
Oh, hells yeah!
Sometimes people have to have nightmare visions first thing in the morning.
We be all up ends. Yo, Flynn, Vicar, humping the collective leg of the podcast community on this Monday. Ow!
What in God's name? What are you on exactly? Because you never bring any for me to try.
How much time you got?
No, I don't really have that kind of time.
The buzz is any indicator. That movie's going to make some huge bank.
Some movies certainly did make some huge bank over what we call The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, baby! All right, Fame, they're going to live forever, even without Coco's little tiny bits.
Wow, that sounds really bad, too.
Well, Coco showed her a little bit. She had small breasts.
She did, but they were spectacular.
Fame at number 10. There you go, making 2.5. Well, about a quarter. Anyway, 2.556. My brain is all like, ah, today.
I don't know what
the hell's going on with it. Capitalism. A love story.
A love story.
That's at number 9, making $2.7 million.
But will it call tomorrow? I don't think so.
I don't care. That's in its third week. Whip It. Whip It Good. This is like a roller derby movie with the chicks. Yeah,
Drew Barrymore directs her roller derby movie.
Number eight, Whip It at number eight, made $2.8 million in its second week of release. The Invention of Lying. This looked kind of funny.
I so want to see this.
This
looks
kind of
funny.
See it. Number seven, made $3.37 million in its second week. And Surrogates. Is it supposed to be any good?
I think it's supposed to be decent.
Sci-fi.
I think it's supposed to be a decent little flick.
This also looked okay. Number six, Surrogates, making $4.1 million in its third week in release.
This week's number five was last week's number 20, Paranormal Activity, getting into more theaters.
Nice.
Making another $7 million.
Oh, I see. It went into wide release.
Yes,
okay,
indeed.
Gotcha.
Wider release. They keep bringing, you know,
gotcha.
More
I dated
and more.
A girl in...
Number four, last week's number three, Toy Story. Toy Story 2, the double feature, making
I've
in 3D, making $7.6
million.
Number three, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, making another $12 million. That thing's made $96 million in 4 weeks, which means it's almost made its budget
back.
Budget
of $100 million. Yeah.
Number two, last week's number one, the fantastically, wonderfully entertaining Zombieland, which I saw this weekend.
$15 million.
Oh, my God,
that's
it's really so good. And the number one movie in America is Couples Retreat.
Yeah, really?
Oh, honey, this looks good. It's got the Vince Vaughn guy that you like. Let's go see this one because it looks like it's warm and magical. And
okay, so yeah. It made $35.3 million in a budget of $70.
Yeah, so
I've heard that it's a watered-down for the masses version of a Jon Favreau film. And, well, how can you go wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you later.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view.
Word.
So the beautiful thing about technology is that stuff gets better and better.
And like it brings us porn.
Exactly. Our video games, for instance, nowadays they look more and more real.
Yeah.
When we play football, it looks like the players.
Yeah.
It looks like their moves.
Yeah.
It looks like the stadiums.
Right.
It looks like the people in the crowd that we all see when we watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And that's why they're suing. The people in the crowd that you can see so well are suing EA because, hey, likeness rights. You didn't get my permission to use me.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oh, I'm very serious. You have people that are completely, that you can completely recognize. You know, like the guys that wear, like, the dog mask for Cleveland. The Hoggettes. The Hoggettes aren't suing. But, like, the Hoggettes,
good,
for instance.
Because the Hoggettes are cool.
Exactly. But people like that are known at stadiums that are in games, they're suing for their fair share
would
of change.
Would you not be just plain honored?
I think that would be awesome if I was
in a video game.
Right. You're right.
How awesome would it be for you and me to be, like, the random inmates in Arkham, for example.
If Batman would beat me up, you know, I've paid for worse.
Sue, my ass, I would be honored. You know what I mean?
I know, man. What are you going to do?
And I apologize to Sue.
What are you going
to do? Hollywood Reporter reports Bryan Singer interested in making another X-Men movie. Please. He has discussed the possibility.
So is Brett Ratner.
He's discussed it with 20th Century Fox. The American director made X-Men 2, of course, passed on the third installment so we could make Superman Returns. But evidently there was at least some chatter between him and 20th Century Fox to do a proper X-Men 4. So we shall see.
Bring it back, sir. Bring it back.
Bring it.
So it's no longer the 1990s, but this might sound familiar.
Whoa. What?
Back in the 1990s, sir, people would sit on a website that hadn't been made yet and try to make ka-ching all the dollars.
Right.
Well, nowadays, you can do that with apps. The apps for the iPhone. Apple has said that every app has to have a unique name. So there are people that have just, like, went ahead and scooped up names and names and names and names. Now, they're saying it's not for people trying to extort money from these companies. It's just that someone figured out, wow, this would be a good name for an app. We should go ahead and claim this name in case one day, tomorrow, a week, 5 years from now, we actually make the app. So now some people, oh, my God, are having to actually pick the second or third name choice for their app when they release it for the iPhone.
On app name.
Yeah. You can squat on your phone if you really want to.
Especially if it's on vibrate.
Hey,
hello.
Now.
IO9 reports following the surprise cancellation of Southland and the likelihood that Trauma is going next. NBC Insiders
really?
Is going so far, yeah.
Trauma? It's been three episodes, right?
I know. Yeah, exactly.
They don't Wow. Go on.
NBC Insiders are going so far as to give up on the rest of the primetime schedule. This is
so it's nothing but Jay Leno.
Rumor says, quote, from NBC, there's nothing watchable the rest of the year.
Just 3 hours of Jay Leno from now on.
According to Entertainment Weekly's Michael Osiello, however, this is good news for Chuck.
Hey, go Chuck.
Chuck's third season might get to premiere sooner than the March date that has been banned. It's not supposed to come back
They run out of
March.
Everything else, yeah.
How much sooner? As early as late October, according to Osiello's moles at the network.
So 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That is how...
Family Guy came
that
back.
That is how bad NBC apparently thinks it. This is all rumor, but it's from Osiello, who is plugged in, so we'll see.
And you can never go wrong with that.
That's true.
Shannon D. Jackson, age 36, was arrested on Friday, September 25th, for violating an order of protection. I should say allegedly, because it hasn't gone to trial yet.
So violated.
She's from Tennessee, and you see, there's this lady that she was supposed to stay away from, have no telephone in contacting or otherwise communicating with the petitioner whatsoever. She's been arrested because she was on Facebook, and she poked her. Poking.
Hey, that's contact.
Exactly. Poking, which does nothing but send you a message saying that you've been poked, has thrown this lady into the slammer.
In Minnesota, that's assault.
Apparently, it's something very bad everywhere. So you have to be very, very careful who you're out there poking in cyberspace because, good God. Hendersonville police have made copies of the pages in which the alleged victim is shown to be poked, according to the affidavit. Violating an order of protection is a Class A misdemeanor. If convicted, violators can be punished with up to 11 months, 29 days in jail, and a possible fine of up to $2,500. There wasn't a cheaper way to poke somebody?
I know, right?
I mean, you could have dropped a postcard with no name on it. Anything.
Wow.
Cyber poking. It's going to bite you in the ass, which is also illegal. Just thought you should know.
All right.
Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes. Go to the Danish version where we've got 5 stars. And keep it that way. If you want to write bad reviews, go ahead and stick with America where we're nothing but trash anyway.
Yeah.
GRD license under Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. And hey, why not send us a message? It's podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flinsters, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com.
Yo, poke us!
Oh! Jesus, I am overjoyed to meet you face to face. You've been getting quite a name all around the place. Healing cripples, raising from the dead. Now I understand you're God.
Huh?
At least that's what you've said. So, you are the Christ. You're the great Jesus Christ. Prove to me that you're divine. Change my water into wine. That's all you need to. Then I'll know it's all true. Come on, King of the Jews.